We are learning Masechtas Bava Metzia, Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning two lines from the bottom of Daf Ayin Beis Amud Beis. Tana Rabbanan, Hamoylech Chavila Mimakim Lemakim. Someone wants to bring his Schayra, his Peiros, from one place to another place to sell it. That means, let's say, he lives in Lakewood and it sells in Manhattan for more, and he wants to bring his stuff to sell it there. And someone comes over to him, I'll take, give it to me, give me the payers, I'll sell it in Manhattan. But the Allah, and I'll pay you for it, whatever they're going to sell in Manhattan, whatever profit you're going to make. Let's say you're going to sell it in Manhattan, here in Lakewood you would sell it for $100. There you sell it for $150, I'm going to give you $150. And what am I going to gain from it? Rashi speaks out, that because I'm going to use that money, that when I sell it in Manhattan for $150, I'll use the $150 and use it to make investments, and I'm going to pay you back. I'm going to pay you back in a few weeks, I'm going to pay you back. So the Shaila is Shaila Ribbis here, because he's getting Paris worth 100 and he's paying back 150, and he's doing it because he wants the loan. On the other hand, the Paris, the value is, he plans to bring it to Manhattan, that's the value for 150. So maybe it's not Ribbis. So it goes like this. So Brishus Meicher on top of Gan Gimel Aleph. If Brishus Meicher, if the Meicher takes responsibility of the Chrayis HaDerech, then it's Mutter. Why? Because the Halva only starts in Manhattan. He says, you bring it from Lakewood to Manhattan, and I'll be responsible. So it's my payers. When it gets there, you sell it. That is when the loan starts. So the $150 loan starts there. I lent you $150 because I didn't lend it to you over here. Here you're not responsible. I'm still responsible. And the only responsible over there, so the loan only starts there, so it's not a problem with Ribbis. But it's just like keach, sir. But if from now, from today, it's just like keach, then it's also because the loan started today. And now it comes out, I'm giving you $100 worth of Paris, I give back $150. That's a problem of ribbits. Now, the shayla is very good. So it's mashmah, it's just meicher, it's mutter. Only question is, lemaisa is still not a problem here. Who's doing the tircha of selling it? This guy who's borrowing the money. So the reason why he's doing the tircha is because he's borrowing $150. You're right, it's not $100 for $150. But what happened to the tircha that he's selling something for you because he's giving him a loan? That should be ribbis. Zokatap taisis. The case was that he gave, you're paying this guy also, who we call him the Lekeach, we're paying the Lekeach also for his Schar Tircha. So Frey Taisis, if that's the case, what exactly is the Chiddush? The Meicher is paying for the selling, and he's taking responsibility. So what's the Shaila? What's the Chiddush? So he says, Taisis answers, the Chiddush is the second part, which just Lekeach is also. You would think that maybe it's not a problem with Ribbis, because Lemaisa, the Paris I'm giving to him, I'm also paying for his work, he's going and selling it, so it's worth $150 because he's bringing it to Manhattan. Still, the halacha is ribbis because over here it's worth less. That's the chiddush of this part of the brisa. I go further. Hamoylech peiros hamakoyim lamakoyim. He's bringing peiros from one place to another place. Motzoi chaveroi. His friend finds him. Vamat nomli, give me those peiros. Vani aloch peiros yeshuvayis hamakoyim. I'll give you back peiros that I have in that makoyim. And here it's a shayla of ribbis. Why? Because here, the Paris, where he has it, it's worth more. It's worth more money. So I'm paying you back with ribbis that I'm paying you back with Paris that are worth more. It's a problem. It's a problem of Saba, so it might even be worse. Because here, if we know for sure, it's worth more in the place where he lives. He says, give me Paris. I want Paris right now. I have Paris back home. I'll give you those Paris when I get home. So the halacha is, and yeshlo peiros beis hamakom, if he has peiros in that place, the halacha is that it's mutter, it's not a problem ribbis, and lav aser, not it's aser. What's the vart of yeshlo is mutter? Because the halacha is that sa b'sa is mutter when it's yeshlo. If there's yeshlo, then it's mutter sa b'sa, and like it says in the Mishle on Daf Ayin Hey, and therefore here, since the person borrowing the peiros has the peiros in a different place, but he has it, and he's going there anyway, like the Rishonim speak out, therefore, it's considered yeshlo and it's mutter. Lav, if he doesn't have those peiros, then it's aser, because then it comes out, I'm giving you something worth more, I'm going to have to go buy those peiros in my place, and that's worth more, because the case was here, just to bring it out in more practical terms, the guy was bringing peiros from Lakewood until Manhattan. He was bringing peiros there, he needed it there in his office, there the peiros. So the guy in Lakewood said, give me the peiros, I need one peiros right now. And I'll pay you, I'll bring in Manhattan, I'll bring you Paris. I actually have over there. So there, the Maisa in Manhattan, the Paris are worth more, but it's not a problem because Yeshloi. Masha Inkin is Ainloi, so now if he returns you Paris in Manhattan, it's worth more those Paris in Manhattan. And there, it'll be a problem of Ribbis, and therefore it'll be awesome. The next case. Vachamorim, Mailum, Mokama Yeker, Kumokama Zoyl, Ve'enu Choshin. What's the case over here? It's a whole different case. The case here is like this. We have over here achamorim, they're donkey drivers, they sell tvua. And the way they make money is, they sell to them, they're peddlers in Manhattan, they bring in stuff from Lakewood, which is cheaper, and they sell them to Manhattan. So, they need money, they need a cash flow, they need money to purchase things in Lakewood. So they have people in Manhattan who give them money, and they'll use that money to do their investments and buy things. Now, the Ashirim give them money, and they say, here, I'm giving you money, but I want you to bring me tefuah for the Lakewood price. And the Chamarim say, no problem, we'll do that. And it's worth it for them to have that money because they use that money for investments and they make some more money and they have money now and then they bring the pay rise for the value of Lakewood to Manhattan and give it to the Ashirim. The Ashirim are getting a very good price. Why are they getting a good price? Because they're prepaying you. They're giving you money up front. And they give you money up front, so it comes out there's halva here and it's a shayla of ribbis. So why is it mutter? It says chamorim ma'ilim mimakom hayoker mimakom hayoker mimakom azul. They sell to the ashirim in the expensive place, like the cheaper price. Ve'nechoshim my time. Rapapa ama nichalu the megalu tara. The first reason is Rapapa's reason. He says that with this money they look like seichrim, and the balabatim in Lakewood, the wholesalers recognize him as a big buyer. Therefore, they give him hakafa, which means they give him on credit, and he makes a lot of money. So the money he gets from these ashirim, it's worth of him that money. And with that, he looks like a bigger seicher, and therefore, you're allowed to pay ribbis on that. The only shaila is, what kind of svar is that? Every time you have money, you could buy stuff with the money. Why is that a reason to be a het to ribbis? So if you look at Rashi says that Be'etzim, they don't need that money. Because once they have money, then they get the credit. So if, let's say you had to return that money right away, it would be fine, as long as you show them money. We'll read Rashi inside, the second half of my time with Rav Papa. So Rashi says, even if there wouldn't be an autonomous man for this loan, you have to give right back the money. So Rashi says two things. First of all, Rashi says there's no reason to have alva here. And he says even more. Really, we are shluchim of the Ashirim to buy them Paris. They gave us money to buy Paris. We're going to buy Paris. And even though I have a chrayus of the money, but really I'm your shliach. And therefore there's no alva happening. There's no alva happening over here. The Ashirim give you money to buy stuff in Lakewood. And because you're buying the Paris Lakewood, you're buying it for them. And even though you're a chrayi, it's not called alva. It's called a shliach. That's what Rashi wants to mechadish. Tosfos doesn't like it so much. Tosfos says that of course, the achrayis haderech is on the balabayis part of the achrayis haderech, and ayin sham in Tosfos what we're handling there, handling schar tircha. But we'll go to Rashi's pshat. So Rav Papa's reason is that it's worth it for them to do this deal for the ashirim because they look like a big seicher, a big businessman, and they get credit in Lakewood. Ravacha breda b'ikom anichalu who the moizlu gavayhu, a different reason. That if I come there and I tell them that the Ashirim gave me this money and they want the cheaper price, so then the people in Lakewood give me even a cheaper price because they want you to make money. You're a good customer and they want you to make a little money. They'll give it to you even cheaper. So therefore, there's no problem over here. They're gaining there and there's no ribbis here because they're gaining. Again, they consider more like shluchim and they actually do the job of being a shliach for the Ashirim, and they also have money of Avad, but they do the shliach of buying something for them because they get the better price, because since the wholesalers want him to make money, they give him a better price. So that's the two reasons. Zok to Gemara, Ma'ibanai, what's after me la'alach of the two reasons? Ikubanayo tagar chadata, if it's a new tagar, so if it's a new tagar, no one knows him yet. So if you learn the reason of a galu tara, so that you have, because you get credit here because you're coming in with money. But the second reason was that they feel bad for you, they want to give you a better price, so you can make some money. That's only if they know you. It's only if they know you. And they believe you, that you're getting squeezed by the Ashirim, therefore they give you a better price. Masha Inkain, if they don't know you, then you won't have that reason. So the difference between two reasons is a new tiger. Zok to Gemara Vaita. Vesura ozli arba. There was a story that in Surah, it was more expensive. So you got four grive, let's say four pounds for azuz, bekafri, in the city called Kafri, in the big city. Ozla, Rashi's Shemakim, that was a bigger city, you got a better price there. Ozlan Shisa, you got six grive for azuz. So the story was, you have Rav, either it's Rav or it's Rav Chanina, but he was in Surah, and it, where it's more expensive. He gave Zuzi the Chamri, and he said, go pick up something in Kafri for me. The Kabbal unto the Orcha, he only took five. He could have took six, but only took five. He took more than Surah, but he didn't take the full amount. Venisko Shisa, let him take six. And Rashi explains why she takes six for two reasons. First of all, he was with Kabbal Achrayis on Unto the Orcha, so there's no ribbis at all. And even with that, Rashi says, we said before, you're allowed to do this. You're allowed to do this for those reasons. So Gemara says, Odom Choshev Shani. Odom Choshev has to be more careful when it comes to ribbis, and he has to be more careful. He can take the one extra. He takes the chamisha, but he didn't take shisha, because this way it looks like you're paying the chamar. Once you're paying the chamar, it doesn't look like ribbis anymore. It's good you could do this with peiris, but what about other pakimachia, like pieces of scrap metal and these type of things? There, it's not something that's shchiach. It's seasonal. It's sometimes they have it, sometimes they don't have it. So maybe the reasons don't apply. The reasons of Megali Tara, that it gets credit, or Moizig Abayah, it doesn't apply to other Bakamachia that's not here as often. It's seasonal. So do you say this reason before by Grutayis? Amalei Bikon, Shmuel Reis, last came by Kli Pishton, Amalei Nichai. You want to do it by Kli Pishton, which is also seasonal. Amalei Nichai did not let him. And Amalei Nichai Rebbe did not let him do it. Ikadami Bikush Rebbe last for Gutayas came only Rishmaris, Rishmaris did not let then allow the Kitzer by Gutayas, doesn't apply those reasons, therefore, now I do this. Zotamar Avaita, Pardesa. What is Pardesa? The Maise is by Pardesa is they go to a Kerem even before they harvested the grapes. The grapes are still very small. And he says, I want to buy wine from you, and I'm going to pay you now, but I'm going to get a great deal because there's huge risk involved. Who said, there's even to be payers. I'm paying now, and I'm taking whatever comes. So I'm getting good prices. I'm mutter or not? Rav holds his aser. V'shmuel shari. Rav aser. Kim the kamei shav yitvei. L'maisi getting a great deal on this wine. Later on, the wine will be worth more. Mischazik aganot looks like rivers. V'shmuel shari. Shmuel's mutter. Kim the have beituya. Loy mechazik aganot le. L'maisi there's a risk involved. Because a lot of times there's a kilkel in the kerem, in the vineyard, there could be a rainstorm, or a hailstorm, or ice, and everything is hefzid, and he's becabled hefzid. So it's not aganata, that's what Shmuel says. But Rav holds that it doesn't, Tosfos says in Daf Samach Dalet, that Rav holds that this risk of tehuah doesn't justify the deal you're getting, and it has to do with rivers as well. Omer Rav Shimi Barachia, Moidi Rav, Turi Dinof Vesh Pesdayo, that Rav is Moida in a case in a place where they use oxen to harvest the grapes, there it's very common that they ruin all the krumim, and therefore there's a very good chance for hefsid. Rav will agree that it justifies the discount because of the risk of the hefsid. Shmuel told those who do shavshi shivsha, what is that? Rashi says that you have balabatim here. There are sharecroppers. Sharecroppers, they basically do all the farming, and then after they do all the farming, they pay a percentage to the owner. So the problem is they need zera, they need seeds to plant. So there, the balbatim lend them these plants for the seeds, and they have to pay back plants from the new crop. So the problem is, that's an isser of sa b'sah, because I'm lending you seeds, and you're giving me back seeds, which is a shah of sa b'sah. So I'm Shmuel Lahanu Shavshi Shivsha, Hafuqa Ba'ara, Kehecha Dekoni Lechu Gufa Da'ara. He told them that these Balbat were lending out these Zerah. He says, make a king in the Karka, and therefore the king in the Karka, you'll be coin of the Karka for the Paris. And therefore it's like your Paris growing from your Karka, and it's not considered a payment later on. Those who are watchmen over the Tvua. And the problem is that they don't get paid till after the season is over. But really, their job is over as soon as they cut the wheat. And the problem is that they get a little more. Why? Because they waited to the end. And the problem is that that's a problem of rivers. Because really, they owe the money right away. But they say, pay at the end of the season, I'll give you a little more. So he said, Rabbi said, I have an etzah for you. Keep on working till the end, and then you only have to pay you at the end. And at that time, they pay whatever they want. They can pay you even more. That's fine, because there's no waiting to pay. There's no delay in the payment. Olu Rav Lahanu Demat Rebagu Puku Afuchu Beidori. Go by the threshing place and work on the karka and do work. In order, you shouldn't be paid until you shouldn't be chayiv to be paid until the end. The skirs themselves are safe because skirs only paid at the end. But he shaita as uli goes to my bed. That's giving you more at the end because they're paying you more. They're giving you more stuff at the end. That's fine because that's when the payment is chal. There's no problem of tana zman. Omle Rabban le Rava. The Rabbanon told Rava, "Ka'ochel ma ribbis." You know, you eat ribbis because the kuli alma. Everyone else, all the other owners of the properties with their sharecroppers, what they did was shakli arba. They took 4 kor per year from the sharecroppers. Umasalki larisa v'nisan, and they send them flying by Nisan. Mar not allowed ear. You wait until ear till you collect from the sharecroppers. But shakli shisa, you take 6 kurim. Why are you taking more? Because you're giving them more time to pay, extra month to pay till ear. Amalahu. So Rabbi says, no, it's not a pshat. Atun kav disu shleikadin. You're doing shleikadin. Why? Ara la oris mishtabed. The ara is mishubet to the shirkrapa. And he needs more time to grow. If you send him out with Nisan and say, pay and leave, he loses out because he has to cut his tour a little early and they're not so ripe. I let them stay till ear, and the tefuah is more ripe, and that's why they're paying more because they're getting more time on the property. They gain a lot. And like Rashi, the Ban Rashi says, that's why I charge them more. They're paying the schar of the soda, not because I'm letting them wait to pay. The reason why they're paying more is because they're getting more out of the field.